Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
33-year-old Vance Wolford of Homer was sentenced on Wednesday by Superior Court Judge Bride Seifert to 25 years with 10 years suspended for attempted first-degree sexual assault. Wolford was found guilty by a Homer jury of that crime, plus seven others, following a five-day trial in May. The evidence presented at trial showed that on May 21st of 2022, Wolford aggressively propositioned two women who he did not know. He was convicted of criminal trespass and stalking for coming back to the first woman's residence after he propositioned her and she told him to leave. Wolford was sentenced to 90 days in prison for each of those charges. The evidence also showed that 20 minutes later, Wolford aggressively propositioned another woman who he did not know in the parking lot of a Homer business. The woman told him that she was not interested and left in her vehicle. Wolford got in his vehicle and followed her onto her property to her remote driveway where he attacked her and tried to pull her out of the vehicle. She was able to fight him off and prevent herself from being pulled out of her vehicle and sexually assaulted, and even managed to connect a 911 call to her Bluetooth as Wolford was attacking her. When Wolford heard her 911 call connect and heard her tell the troopers where she was and that she needed help because a strange man was trying to rape her, Wolford stopped trying to pull her out of the vehicle. This allowed her to escape him and drive away to get help from Alaska State Troopers. Homer police, who were already looking for him because of the description of him from the first woman that he approached that night, learned of the second incident and quickly apprehended Wolford before he could drive out of Homer. The leader of an Australia-based company advancing one of two major upcoming North Slope oil projects said the development is mostly complete and on track to be producing oil in less than 2 years. Kevin Gallagher, the managing director and CEO of Santos, said the Pikka project is nearly 60% complete, with more than 40 miles of pipeline installed. He spoke by video at the Alaska Oil and Gas Association's conference in Anchorage. "Our results to date are consistent with pre-drill expectations," he said. He expects the project to be sending 80,000 barrels of oil down the Trans-Alaska pipeline system by the first half of 2026. Pikka is one of two major projects, along with Willow, being developed by ConocoPhillips, that the state expects to raise Alaska oil production. Gallagher said the company created 2,200 well-paid jobs in the past winter construction season, and he said there are more than 225 people working in the company's new office in downtown Anchorage. He said the company's move into the tower at 5th Avenue and F Street was the first major corporate office to move into the city's downtown in more than a decade. He said the company's Alaska senior management team has more than 500 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, with more than 300 of those in Alaska. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The leader of an extensive transnational drug trafficking organization was sentenced to 28 years in prison on Wednesday for running a conspiracy that trafficked vast amounts of dangerous drugs to Alaska. Miguel Baez Guevara, a.k.a. Javi, 41, a U.S. citizen who was living in Mexico, was the leader of a transnational criminal drug trafficking organization. In October of 2014, Guevara was indicted by the state of Arizona for trafficking, money laundering, and weapons offenses. Guevara fled to Mexico, where he headed an enterprise that trafficked large quantities of heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine into the U.S., specifically targeting Alaska from Mexico. Guevara claimed membership in an association with the Sinaloa cartel. Guevara's organization recruited drug couriers who lived in Alaska by using fake personas on social media and encrypted messaging applications. You can find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.